In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the fourth Sunday of Lent is known as Laetare Sunday. The word Laetare means rejoice in Latin, and as we heard in the entrance antiphon, the words, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who were in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast." The Church gives us themes of rejoicing in our readings today because, first of all, we have come halfway through Lent and our exercises of penitence and self-denial. But in a more profound sense, we rejoice because, as St. Paul tells us, God is rich in mercy because of his great love for us. In the first reading from the book of Chronicles, we see an example of God's providential mercy to the people of ancient Israel. The Israelites had sinned repeatedly against God, and they had mocked and abused his prophets, whom he had sent to them in his compassion. Finally, their sins grew so great that he delivered them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of the Chaldeans, who destroyed Jerusalem and deported many of the people into exile at Babylon. There they languished, as we hear in the pathetic lament of the responsorial psalm. How could we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand be forgotten. But then, some 70 years later, Cyrus, the king of Persia, conquered Babylon and allowed the Jewish people to return to Israel and to rebuild Jerusalem. Whatever Cyrus's motivation on a human level may have been, the Jews saw this act of mercy in theological terms, as an inspiration of the Lord to fulfill the prophecy of Jeremiah. When the 70 years granted to Babylon are over, I shall intervene on your behalf and fulfill my favorable promise to you. I shall restore your fortunes and gather you in from all nations. I shall bring you back to the place from which I exiled you. In the gospel reading, Jesus uses another Old Testament story to illustrate God's mercy. In the book of Numbers, the Hebrew people had complained on their journey through the wilderness to the promised land. And as punishment, the Lord sent seraph serpents to afflict them. But when Moses interceded for them, God instructed him to make a bronze serpent which would heal whoever looked upon it. In the same way, Jesus tells Nicodemus that he, the Son of Man, will be lifted up upon the cross in atonement for our sins, but also lifted up from the dead to bring eternal life to all who believe in him. And he explains that this will happen because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for the salvation of sinners. God does not want to condemn us, but to reconcile us to himself and to bring us into the peace and joy of his eternal kingdom. Throughout human history, God has been offering humanity forgiveness and mercy, first to his chosen people, the nation of Israel, and then to all mankind through the Church which he established. God never changes. He is always gracious and merciful. His salvation is always present. His forgiveness is always here. He is always calling us to turn away from the darkness of sin and despair and death, and to experience anew the joy of eternal life and the peace and perfect beauty of his eternal kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.